Vale stared hard across the fire at Swart.
Oh, don't you worry. I've got a great enemy. The cowards I've never called father. The slimy scum who ran off and left me on a battlefield when I was scarce able to walk. Now that's an enemy whose grave I'll dance on and laugh at.
Swart pointed the javelin at the inert form of the badger.
Try it, and you'll die like this one will tomorrow. Long and slow, bit by bit, until he screams for me to finish it.
Bryony raised her head slowly and carefully, noting every detail of the terrible scene on the plateau. From the sentries and the two ferrets at the fire, to the still-bound badger between two spear shafts. She knew she had to save Sunflash at any cost. Inching silently from the hole, she flattened herself against the rocks and began squirming forward. The knife blade gripped tight in her teeth. The mouse maid kept herself behind Swart's back, shielding her body from the fire glow and veil. All the sentries were looking down the mountain, one or two slumbering fitfully. Something clacked faintly against Bryony's paw. It was a beaker, half full of whatever some horde beast had been drinking. She paused. Neither ferret had heard her over the crackle of the fire. Picking up the beaker, she circled, keeping to Sunflash's right side and out of the ferret's vision. Inching stealthily forward, the mouse maid reached Sunflash. Dark, crusted blood stained the gold-striped muzzle. The badger lord lay quite still, his mouth slightly open. Holding the beaker up, almost too afraid to breathe, Bryony let the liquid trickle into Sunflash's mouth. Nothing happened for a moment. Then the badger coughed and grunted. His head came up slightly, knocking the beaker askew so that the remaining liquid splashed in his face. Bryony felt the shaft of a javelin strike her hard across her back. She was knocked flat.
Ha-ha! Gotcha, mouse! What are you doing here?
Swart seized her roughly and dragged the mouse maid upright. Sunflash was coughing and gagging on the liquid trapped in his throat as Vale came racing around the fire.
You scummy little sneak! You was trying to set him loose!
Swart roared. Vale struck Swart hard in the face, tearing the captive from his grasp.
Bryony, get out of here! Run!
Swart flung himself on Vale, and while the ferrets fought, Bryony ran to where the knife had fallen from her mouth. Grabbing it, she began hacking at the ropes, binding the badger lord's paws, screaming,
"Get up, Sunflash, get up!"
Swart threw his son down and raised his javelin for a throw he could not miss.
"The badger's mine!"
he yelled. Bryony turned and saw him throw the javelin. Something blared across the front of her, shouting,
"Leave it alone!"
Then Vale lay across her foot paws, the javelin protruding horribly where it had exited at his back. Bryony opened her mouth, but no scream would issue forth.